It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain, what a glorious.
And all that rain we've been having this week has brought lots of snow to the mountains. It makes me happy, but how long will it last? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Professor of Atmospheric Sciences Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're also going to discuss the outcome of the UN's climate talks in Paris last week. What does our weather expert think about that? First, Cliff, it looks like the rain is tapering off a bit and there's quite a bit of wind coming through.
That's right. We have a front that is moving through right now. And it was a pretty wet one. But the most important thing is that it's been cold enough that we've had huge amounts of snow. Snoqualmie Pass has had 1.5 feet of snow. It's just extraordinary. And the other ski resorts have gotten similar amounts. So, you know, we have gone from about maybe 70-80% of the normal snowpack to over 100% right now over most of the Washington Cascades. So we are not only normal, we're above normal when it comes to snow. And there's only going to be more. It's just a startling pattern. To get snow around here, you like to have northwesterly flow, where the air is coming out off the Gulf of Alaska and temperatures that are cold enough that there's snow, you know, down to pass level. And we're going to have that this week. So we have a break now, showers here in the lowlands, but up in the mountains, they'll get some more snow today, maybe another 6 inches or so. Saturday, there'll be a break during the morning and early afternoon. Another system comes in Saturday night, Sunday morning. And so rain in the lowlands and, again, snow in the mountains. That'll move through on Sunday, and there'll be showers and sun breaks on Sunday. And temperatures in the lowlands only getting up into the mid-40s, so we're not talking about warm. And next week, I can't believe what the models are showing. Basically, this pattern stays in place all the way through Christmas Eve, with a series of systems coming through, cold temperatures, and the mountains will just get feet of snow. So by the time we get to Christmas Day, we will have many feet. We will be well above normal. And the skiing over this holiday period should be absolutely exceptional, probably the best in years.
So what about the wind? Is it going to be pretty windy this weekend?
Well, I mean, we have, you know, these frontal systems moving through, and there'll be some wind with them, but it's not going to be like a gigantic windstorms. You know, as the front comes through Saturday night, Sunday, we'll have winds in the lowlands, maybe gusting up to, you know, 30, 35 miles per hour, maybe some higher winds up in the mountain peaks. So it's going to get windy. It'll be blustery. We don't expect a huge windstorm like associated with lows coming in off the Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been wanting to ask you about the Paris Climate Accord. The long-stated goal of those talks, which wrapped up last week, of course, was to limit warming by 2 degrees Celsius before the end of the century. And even that isn't required in this accord that 200 nations signed on to. Some scientists say we should be aiming for 1.5 degrees. I'm wondering, you know, what's your take on this? You know the weather around here and how this warming trends will affect it.
Well, you know, it's very encouraging to have a worldwide agreement to try to restrain the production of carbon into the atmosphere. So that, I mean, that's a good thing. And, I mean, the goals are enviable. What troubles me is that there's nothing specific about this. There's no binding requirements on various nations. And, you know, it's very easy to say that, you know, we're going to keep the temperature increase down to X degrees. But something concrete needs to be done. So, I mean, that's my main worry. I mean, you know, there's been agreements before, you know, where people, you know, say that they'll try to restrain their carbon use. But it's going to take people and nations doing very, very concrete things to do so. And I really worry that without true requirements and true constraints, that, you know, we're not going to make rapid progress.
And what do you think is the key to getting us out of a pattern of warming?
Right now, mankind is not doing a very good job. If you look at CO2 in the atmosphere, it's going up rapidly. And that's because of our use of oil and coal, and we're not slowing that down much. Fracking is increasing that. We need to use renewables much, much more. We need better storage technologies. I think we'll get out of this with a technological solution, and I believe that mankind has to invest much more money in developing the renewable energies and the storage technologies of the future. That's what Bill Gates is saying, and I think he's right about that. Only when energy is cheap enough, that it's cheaper than oil, cheaper than coal, will mankind switch to it in a massive way, the massive way that's really needed to slow down the warming of the planet.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.